2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Bears Ears National Monument has only been designated as a U.S. National Monument for a little over 4 years. In that short time span, it's already undergone one major change in terms of redrawing the boundaries. It happened in late 2017 when former President Donald Trump broke it into two separate units and slashed the overall size by about 85%. It was a move that was applauded by many state leaders, including then-Congressman Rob Bishop, who viewed the original designation as federal government overreach.
Executive orders, by their very definition, are divisive issues. It's going to be controversial just by the nature of it.
Josh Ewing with Friends of Cedar Mesa points out that Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument has endured a similar history, having its size drastically reduced nearly by half in 2017. He says with another potential change on the horizon, this time an increase in size for both monuments, the big change is that it would limit the opportunities for coal mining and oil and gas drilling on nearby land.
Given current oil prices and uranium prices, not like, you know, there have been drill rigs out there in the last few years.
Now, whether for or against the monuments, Ewing argues that these drastic swings every 4 years are good for no one. Many people consider the areas to be sacred land, and for the people who currently work and recreate nearby, it's not fair, in his opinion, to let partisan politics dictate their lives.
This landscape is far too important to be used as a political tool that gets tossed back and forth every election.
John Mochek, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andreas Martin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.